Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Gimel. Now, we had already started the first part of the Amud, but we're going to go back to the bottom of Samach Beis, Amud Beis, and remind ourselves of our discussion. This is a complicated sugya. It's a short sugya, but it's a complicated sugya. We started it yesterday to just introduce it, and now we'll go over it again. So we brought down a Braisa yesterday. We're about four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis, Amud Beis, where it tells us, Tanya, Achayim is usually Rav Meir, not always so, but this is important here to say that this is Rav Meir because we're going to bring down other opinions of Rav Meir that don't jibe with this, so therefore that's going to be part of the stira. So Achayim Omrim, Hikdim Mulim La'arelim Kosher. When a person has an improper machshava, we had learned in the Mishnah for both Mulim and Arelim together, to Shech to Korban Pesach on behalf of both Mulim and Arelim, our Mishnah said it doesn't make any difference whether you say first Mulim or Arelim. As long as there are mulim included, it's a good Korban Pesach. So here, the Braisa, Achayim disagree. They say it depends on the order. If you're makdim, if you said first, I'm shechting Korban Pesach on behalf of mulim, and only afterwards you say it on behalf of arelim, then you can say that it's a kosher Korban Pesach. However, if you first say arelim, and then you say lemulim, then it's possible. Now, the Gemara is asking, why is that so? Our Mishnah, we had learned the opposite. Here, we're saying that there's a difference whether you make the order first mulim and then arelim. That's good, but Arelim and the Mulim is no good, and our Mishnah said otherwise. So Gemara says, let's understand this. Maishno Mulim li Arelim de Kosher. Why, if you say Mulim first, is it Kosher? Because it only tells us that if you do it Lekula Arla Ba'inan Veleka, the only time it's possible is if you do it for only Arelim, the Kula Arelim, then it's no good. So therefore, if you do it for Mulim and Arelim, it's good. So then the Gemara asks the question, the obvious question. So how come if you say it the order differently? If you say Arelim Lemulim, it should also be good. Nami, Kula Arlo Ba'inan Veleka, because it's not only for Arelim, it's also for Mulim. So what difference does it make the order? That was the question from yesterday. We turn to the Amud Aleph, and here where it gets a little bit complicated, and the Gemara wants to suggest that the answer could be found by two Shittos that we have elsewhere. So Lema, number one, Kasavri Acherim Einon L'Shchita El Abasov. There is a famous machlokis. When we do the Shchita, do we say it's one continuous action, which is Yeshno L'Shchita Mitchilo V'Yatsov, and therefore any action or any thoughts that you do during the Shchita are considered all equally whatever part of the Shchita you do it in. That's called Yeshno L'Shchita Mitchilo V'Yatsov. And then you have, no, that the shchita ain't the shchita el b'sof. Only when you cut through the second pipe, the shchita on an animal, you have to cut through both the trachea and the esophagus. And when you cut through 50% of both of them, that's the conclusion of the shchita, and it's only the end part, ain't the shchita el b'sof. So we want to suggest that this opinion of the Acherim is going to be based upon that lema kasavri Acherim ain't the shchita el b'sof. It's only the final action of the shchita that is considered the halachic shchita. And also combining it with a machlokas between Rav and Abaye, Ucha de Rava. What is that? The Omer Rava, Adayin hi machlokas. As opposed to Abaye, who says it's not a machlokas in this situation, Rava says it's also a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in the following situation. Now, Rav Meir and Yossi, we've had this machlokas previously as well. Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, they argue about whether a person, when he says his first words, Tofus Loshen Rishon, and therefore Rav Meir says, once you say the first words, you can't retract. So that's it. You said your first words, so that is considered what you said, and then anything you subsequently say after that is irrelevant. Tofus Loshen Rishon. Whereas Rav Yossi says, no, not only are your first words important, but your last words are important as well. Now, they don't contradict, they don't retract the first words. We are going to say that both of them are considered important. It's not only Tofus Loshen Rishon, but also Tofus Loshen Achron, that both of them are important. And therefore, Rav Yossi says that in this situation, what you said first, as well as what you said afterwards, both have to be taken into consideration. That's a fundamental machlos with Rav Yossi. Now, Rava and Abaye, they argue about whether this is true, even if you say in a situation of something should be a tmura for something else. That's where the discussion is found in the Gemara in Zvachim, as well as a Mishnah in tmura. Now, there we have, if a person says this should be a Ola, and then he says it should also be a Shlamim, so that's the machlokas, the general machlokas, Tofus Lo Shemishon or not. Is it an Ola or is it a Shlamim? That's the machlokas for Meir and Rav Yossi. But what else if he says, Amar chetzio ola, the chetzio shlomim. If you say half of it should be an ola and half of it be shlomim. So is there a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chacham and Rav Meir and Rav Yossi over there as well? Do we say, and I'm reading for the Rashi in the start of the thinner lines in the Rashi, mi mode bo Rav Meir. In this situation, does Rav Meir agree that when you said chetzio ola, so that accomplished nothing? And therefore, it's not Tafas Lashon Rishon, Chetzi Olah doesn't do anything. So therefore, Chetzi Olah, Chetzi Shlom is all considered both the first and the second statement as being important. Olah, we're not. Do we say, Mi'amrinon, Tamad the Rebbe, the reasoning of Rebbe is Mishum Dinimlachu, he changed his mind. Bekivin the Chol Shem Olah, Su Lo Paka. But since when you say something is a Chetzi Olah, so it spreads across the entire Behema, and the whole thing becomes an Olah. So therefore, you can't retract that. And therefore, even in this situation, Rebbe would say, Chetzi Olah, Tofus Lashon Rishon, and then the Chetzi Shlomim is irrelevant. However, maybe that's not true. When he says, maybe Lechetzoyin, Lekalameh Merhochi, maybe it doesn't go across the whole thing. Odomo, Kivin, the Parsh, the Bekedusha Sola, Beresha, Sulo, Chaylo, Kedusha Shlomim. So that's the question. Is this a machlokis or not? When you say Chetzi Olah, Chetzi Shlomim. So here Abai says, Ah, Vadai Modi Rab Meir. Abai says, in this situation, Rab Meir is Moda, that it's Tavos also the Lashon Achron. You have to be concerned about both of them. That's what Rav Meir would say in this situation. But Rava says, Adayin hi machlokes. This is still a machlokes in this situation as well. So now, hopefully we can understand the Gemara statement a little bit. So this opinion of the Acherim, that it makes a difference on which one you say first. If you say Lemulim and then Learelim, it's good. But if you say Learelim then Lemulim, it's not good, is based upon this idea of that the Shechita is not Yeshno L'Shechita M'chila V'Sof, but it's only Eino L'Shechita El B'Sof. So it's only at the end, that's what counts. And if you say that Machlokis is like Rava, that Rav Meir argues, even in the Chetzi Olav, Chetzi Shlomim, so that's what we're talking about over here. Adani Machlokis. Hilkach, therefore, back to the Gemara, Hikdim Mulim Li'Arelim, if you say first Mulim and then Arelim, so then Mulim Chayle, the Mulim part is Chayel. And Rav Meir says that even in this situation, where it's chetzya, so therefore it is still going to take effect. Therefore, the mulin are chaylim, and the arelim are chaylim. The arelim aren't chal at all, and that's why this is a kosher carbon pesach. But hikdim arelim and mulim, if you were to say first the arelim and then mulim, so then sit, tofus loshim rishon, and arelim chaylim, and mulim lo chaylim. So let us explain that this understanding of the achem is based upon the combination of these two shitas of ein l'shita ala b'sof, and like Rava, that there's still a machlokes, even if you say chetzya, Ola Chetzya Shlomim. So if you say Mulim and Arelim, so only the first one takes effect. That's what we want to suggest is the opinion of the Acherim. So Rabbah says that's not correct. Amar Rabbah lo. No, you don't have to line this up this way. In fact, you could say Liolam that the Acherim hold, Kosavri Acherim, that Yeshno L'Shrita M'chil V'Sof. You don't have to lock it in to say Eina L'Shrita El B'Sof. It could be that they hold the Shrita across the whole board. So then what are they arguing about? Why do the Acherim say that the order makes a difference and the Mishnah says the order doesn't make a difference? You know what the opinion of the Acherim is? Kigon, for example, Shegomar Belibo L'Tarvayu, that his intention when he's saying it is for both of them. He can't say both words at the same time, so he's intending for both Mulim and Arelim. Bela Mulim, Bela Arelim. But V'hotzi B'piv L'Arelim, you can only express one at a time. And therefore, when he says, first Arelim, V'lo Hisbik Lo Malamulim, and he didn't yet have a chance to say Lamulim, so, Ad Shenigmaro Shchito Ba'Arelim, it was not able to say the word Mulim until the Shchita was done. So now that the Shchita is done, the question is, he didn't yet say for the Mulim. He had only done the Shchita with the words La'Arelim. What he said was only for the Arelim. He didn't yet finish saying the words Lamulim before he was done with the Shchita. And therefore, this is what the Acherim disagree with our Mishnah. U'b'ho pligi. The Rabbi Meir Savar lo bo'inon piv libo shavim. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, again, Rabbi Meir is the Acherim. That's critical. So Rabbi Meir, the Acherim, hold this idea of lo bo'inon piv libo shavim. Rashi explains in that Dibur HaMaschil, for holach achar piv, you just follow what he said. Vika kula orla. And since he said during the Shchita, only Arelim, we don't say, well, he also meant the Mulim. We ignore that. It's only what you said. Lo ba'inon piv v'libo shavim. We don't assume that what you're intending is what you said. You only go by what you said. V'holo chachar piv. And you said only Arelim, and therefore it only applies to the Arelim. Vika kula orla. And therefore it's as if you shechted it only for the Arelim, which is no good. The alpha peach loyal libo elam mitzasa, even though in your heart you intended something else, you just couldn't say them both at the same time. So therefore, Rabbi says we ignore what's in your heart and we only go by what you said. Rabbi Savar lo bo inan piv libo shavim. We don't take into account what you're thinking. We only take into account what you said. Whereas the Rabbanan Sabre, but Inan Piv Belibo Shovin. No, they do take that into account. And therefore, our Mishnah, which is the Chachamim, says that as long as you intended to also say for the Mulim, even though you said only first for the Arelim, while you did the Shlita, it counts as if it's for the Mulim, and therefore it's good because it's not totally L'Arelim. Whereas Rav Meir, the Acherim, they say, no, it depends on what you actually said. And all you said was for the Arelim. That's why if you said Lemulim first, you're okay. But if you said Arelim first, so then the Shlita was done only with the wording of Arelim, and therefore the Acherim hold in that situation that it is not a good Shlita. So the Gemara questions this. The Ksavah Rav Meir, lo bein on pivot evil shavim, does that really stand to be the opinion of Rav Meir, the Acherim? But I'll show you. There's a Mishnah in Trumos that seems to say otherwise, or Minu. The Mishnah in Trumos has the following situation. If somebody's taking off Trumos from Isis, so Hamiskavi Loma Truma, he wanted to take off Truma, and he was going to say that it's Truma, but by accident he said it's Meiser, or vice versa. He intended to take off Meiser, but by accident he used the term Truma. Or, oh, She'eni Nichtas, if a person's making a neder, and he says, I ask myself to go into this house, oh, She'eni Nichtas Levai Zeh. And by accident, he said, he said, into this house instead. Or, he says, I'm not going to get any anar from this person. And instead, he said, he said, for that person. And all of these things, the Mishnah says, lo amar klum, achu piv v'libo shavim. His mistake is not automatically put into effect just because he said it, but you go by what he intended. So therefore, clearly, this is a Stam Mishnah. There's no reason that it doesn't go according to Rav Meir. Normally we say Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. This is an unattributed Mishnah, so one would assume that this goes in accord with Rav Meir, because normally Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, and therefore, here it definitely seems to say, Piv V'libo need to be Shavim, as opposed to what we just said, is Rav Meir holds, Lo Boyinon Piv V'libo Shavim, so we seem to have a Stira. So Gemara says, you're right, that's not really the reconciliation. Elam Abaye, Abaye says, this is the reconciliation, why the Acherim say that if you say first Mulim and then Arelim, it's good, but if you say first Arelim and then Mulim, it's no good. Elam Abaye, Reisha, the Omar Simon Rishon Lemulim. During the saying of Lemulim and then Arelim, that it's good, is because while you're cutting the first pipe, so you're saying this is for Mulim. And when you're cutting the second pipe, the Simon Sheni af li arelim, it's also for arelim. So here, in this situation, while you're doing the shlita, you said both of them. The Simon Sheni, when you're doing the second simon, you said af li arelim, also for the arelim, which means mulim and arelim. So therefore, when you're cutting the second simon, the Simon Sheni, when you're cutting the second pipe, either the trachea or the esophagus, whichever one you're cutting second, which completes the shlita, the Simon Sheni nami Pesiche be mulin. You also are mentioning that it's both of them. So therefore, in this situation, Pesiche be mulim, the mulim are included with the arelim. So you first said mulim for the first pipe, then you went and you said af li arelim, so it's as if you said mulim and arelim on the second pipe. When you cut through the second of the two, the trachea or the esophagus, whichever one you did second, you said both of them essentially. That's the our first case in the Braisa, where the Acherim say it's good. You said Mulim first, and then you said Afli Arelim. But where they say that it's no good, if you said Arelim and then Mulim, so say for the Omar Simon Rishon Li Arelim. You only said one of the Simonim, the first one, whichever one you cut first, the trachea or the esophagus. You only said in that situation that it's for Arelim. So the second Simon, Simon Sheni, is Lemulim, so the second simon is fine. When you go cut the second pipe, you're fine. But the besimon rishon halo psiche be mulim. But when you cut the first pipe, so you didn't have in mind for anybody kosher. You only had in mind for arelim, and therefore one of the two pipes was not done properly. In the first scenario, we said mulim and then arelim. Both pipes were done properly. But in the second case, when you said arelim, so the first pipe is done totally not l'shem mulin. The second pipe is done mulim, so one of the pipes is good. And this is what the Rav Meir, the Acherim hold. The besimon rishon holo psiche be mulin. The first simon had nothing good in it. It only had arelim. And Rav Meir l'taimei, and Rav Meir, the Acherim hold the following. The Omar mifaglin b'chatzi matir, that if you have a pigul machshava on half of a matir, it is still considered pigul, whereas the Chachamim hold that you need to have on the entire matir for it to be pigul. Now, what is this talking about? So if you look in Rashi, Yesh pigo, so he says, b'machsheves chatzi matir. So according to a mayor, having a incorrect machshava on even half on the first pipe, when you say it's only for a reilim, so that's half of the matir. You need to do both pipes in order to be matir de shchita. But Rav Meir, the Acherim, they hold that even a pigo machshava, an incorrect machshava on half of the matir, on one of the two pipes will work. Now, where do they get this from? So Rashi previously in the Rav Meir, the Tamei, the Omar, so he brings down from the Gemara Menachos, Mefaglin, that you can do a pigo machshava b'chatzi matir. Where is that? It's not. It says over there, pigo b'kometz v'lo b'lavona. When you're doing the Karbi Mincha and you're doing the Kmitza, and you have to bring some of the Korban Mincha in your hand, and you put it up on the Mizbeach, you also have to bring some of the Lavona and put it up on the Mizbeach. So there's two aspects over here. There's the Kmitza that goes on the Mizbeach, and the Lavona that goes on the Mizbeach. Now, if you have an improper Machshava during both of them, so then that would be Mufagel, this Korban Mincha, and if the Kohanim were to eat from the Shrayim, from the leftover Korban Mincha, which the Kohanim are normally out to eat from, they would be Chayiv Kares if they ate a Kizayis of that. So you're Mufagel with both of them, everybody agrees that that's Pigel. But what happens if you only had a pigo machshava on one of the two? For example, if you had a pigo machshava on the kmitza, but not on the lavona, or if you had a pigo machshava on the lavona, but not on the kmitza. So, for example, Rashi explains, chishe bak Torah so echad, whichever one you had the pigo machshava on, that you're going to have it, amanas lechol min ashrayim lemocher. The mincha has to be eaten that day or that night. And instead, you had a pigo machshava, oh, I'm going to enjoy this tomorrow for breakfast. That you're not allowed to do. So if you had such a machshava while you're doing the Kmitza, or you're doing the Haktoras Halavona, so that would ruin it if you had a Machshava on both of them. Everybody would agree that would make it Pigel. But if you only had a Machshava on one of them, so Rav Meir Omer, it's still Pigel. Chatzi Matir is Mufagel. Whereas the Chacham say, Ein Bo Kari, Sachi Fagel, B'chol Matir. There's only an Issur of Pigel, and if somebody's reading Kizayis of this Mincha, they'd be Chayiv Kares if they ate it intentionally, only if you had a Pigel Machshava on both of them. So this is analogous to our case over here. The two pipes is like, one is the pigo machshava on the Lavona, and the other is the pigo machshava on the Kmitza. So according to Chacham, you need to have both. So that's why in our Mishnah, where you had the order, it was irrelevant because you had both. So therefore, you had good and not good, and the good is going to make it a kosher carbon pesach, because as long as you have some mulin, the arelim don't ruin it. But according to Rameya, the Acherim, Chatzi matir is mafagel. So when you did one pipe totally wrong, when you did arelim on the first pipe, and then you did mulim on the second pipe, so the first pipe is totally wrong. It's a chatzi matir. And Rav Meir holds a chatzi matir is mafagel. So the Acherim, Rav Meir, that's the understanding. If you said arelim and then mulim, so you did arelim on the first pipe, mulim on the second pipe, so the first pipe is ruined. And therefore, chatzi matir is mafagel. As opposed to Rabbanon, the Tamayu, they are the opinion that you need to do both of them. Damrin and Emafaglin, the Chatzi Matir. You don't do Pigul with the Chatzi Matir. You need to do the Pigul on both the Kmitza and the Lavona. And therefore, the Chachamim say the order is irrelevant, because the bottom line is, you had Mulin, whether you did the first pipe or not, second pipe or not, you had Mulin. So therefore, you look at both of them together. And since you had Mulin, albeit also Arelim, it doesn't get ruined. Whereas Rameya slash the Acherim, it does get ruined because of this principle of, are you Mufagel b'chatzi matir or not? Rameya the Acherim say yes, and the Chachamim say no. I know that was a complicated sugya, but Baruch Hashem, we finished it, and now we move on. Next Mishnah. Hashochet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz. We know that the psukim tell us, lo sishchat al-Chometz dam zilchi, lo yilin chelev chagi ad boker. Very important psukim. And it says that you're not allowed to go shecht your Korban Pesach when you have any chametz in your possession. So again, just to remind ourselves, we had this in the first part of the Masechta. So up until the conclusion of the fifth hour of the day, you're not chayev any isser for owning chametz. In the sixth hour of the day, in our idealized day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., from 11 to 12, there's an Issa d'Rabbanon. From Chatzos up until the Shkia, there's an Issa d'Araisa, but it's only a lav, it's not an Issa of Kares. And after the Shkia, once it's already Pesach, so then there's an Issa of Kares, so owning Chometz on Pesach. Now, separate to that, there is an Issa to Shech the Korban Pesach while you own Chometz, a separate Issa. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Hashochet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz. If you shecht your Korban Pesach, and we'll see who it is, but if there is Chometz present, if you, the person who shochet, will see, or the people in the Chabura, if any of them own Chometz, so then Hashochet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz, so then you're over below Saseh. In this situation, you have committed this lo sase of lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to go shecht the korban Pesach when you have chametz. That's clear. This Tanakama, nobody disagrees with this Tanakama. But some add to it. Rav Yehuda Omer af hatomid. He says likewise the korban tomid shall ben harbayim, the afternoon korban tomid, not the morning korban tomid, but the afternoon korban tomid on Yud Daled erev Pesach. So that korban tomid also is not allowed to be shechted if you own chametz. If you do, you're over a separate lav, and the Gemara will explain the psukim that support this. So there's an additional lav of shechting the korban tamid while you own Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tanakhama doesn't hold from. And then we have the third opinion, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now his is a little bit more complicated, but it's really easy once you understand his reasoning. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha-Pesach bi-arbo-asor l'shmo chayev. If you go shecht the korban Pesach on the 14th day, Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, when there's the mitzvah to go and shecht the korban Pesach, so then if you own chametz, you're chayev on that. However, b'shelo lishmo, but if you don't shecht it as a korban Pesach, you shecht it as a shlomim, even though it's yudal in the afternoon, and you own chametz, you're potter. In that situation, you're not chayev the special lo sase of shechting while you own chametz. So that's the dinim for the korban Pesach itself on yudal in the afternoon. If it's done correctly, lishmo, so then you are chayev. If it's done incorrectly, you're not chayev. Why is that? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon l'shitoso. Rabbi Shimon holds, shchita she'eino ru'uya, if you do a shchita, and it's not going to go and be a valid shchita in order to make it able to be eaten, lo shmo shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds it is not considered a valid shchita, and therefore, since you didn't shecht the korban Pesach, it's not considered a valid shchita to be matirit. So therefore, you paradoxically are not going to be over the lo saseh of shechting a korban Pesach while you own chametz. So again, Rabbi Shimon's shchita is based upon is it a good shchita or not. If you shecht the korban Pesach on your dalet in the afternoon l'shem korban Pesach, it's a good shchita, and therefore, if you own chametz, you chayev. But if you shecht the shelo lishmo, which we've already pointed out, means that it's not a good korban Pesach, so then paradoxically, it's not a good shchita, and therefore you're not chayev for shechting it while you own chametz. That's what a korban Pesach you dalet in the afternoon. Ushar kol hazlochem, any other korbanos that you shecht during that period of time, based upon psukim, as we'll see, being lishmon, being shloshmon, whether you shechted them properly for what they're supposed to be, or whether you shechted them for something else which they're not supposed to be. So if you do it on your dalet in the afternoon, only the carbon Pesach is involved in the Yisr at that time, and no other carbon brought at that time, properly or improperly, is going to make you chayiv. And therefore, you're potter for this lo saseh of shechting a carbon while you own chametz. But any other time, for example, on Pesach, if you shecht the korban Pesach, then lishmo, so then the korban Pesach lishmo doesn't work except on yudal in the afternoon. If you shecht the korban Pesach as a korban Pesach, so then paradoxically it's not a good shchita, and therefore again this is a shchita she'ena ru'uya according to Rabbi Shimon and lo shmo shchita. So therefore, paradoxically, if you shecht the korban Pesach itself on Pesach, not on yudal in the afternoon, but on Pesach lishmo, it's actually potter because it's not a good shchita, but shelo lishmo, if you shecht the korban Pesach, not l'shem korban Pesach, it becomes l'shem korban shlamim, so now it is a good shchita, and he says in this situation, you would be chayiv for shechting this korban Pesach, not l'shmo, as a shlamim, you would be chayiv if you shechted it and owned chametz, you'd be chayiv this lo saseh. Shar kol zvachim, all the other korbanos, so these are all going to be good, with the exception of a chatas, which if you shecht a chatas, shelo lishmo, it's no good. But any other korban, ushar kol zvachim, so it doesn't make any difference. Bein lishmon, if you shecht them properly for what they are, you shechting the shlomim l'shem shlomim, you shechting a ola l'shem ola, whatever it may be, bein lishmon, bein shelo lishmon, whether you shecht them properly or not, so all korbanos, with the exception of a chatas and the korban Pesach, so here we're dealing with a chatas, there's one opinion that says also an asham, but let's leave it just simple as a chatas right now, since anything but a chatas is shechted, whether it's lishmon or bein shelo lishmon, is, according to Rabbi Shimon, a shchita sheru'uya. It is a good shchita. You may not fulfill your vow to have brought an ola, to have brought a shlomim, to have brought whatever korban it is, a toda that you're bringing, but the carbon is a good carbon. So therefore, the shchita is ru'uya, and therefore, chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for owning chametz while you shechted this carbon. One exception, again, chutz min achatas, because if you shecht the chatas, shelo lishmo, it's not a good carbon. Therefore, that's a shchita, shein a ru'uya. If you shecht the chatas, l'shem chatas, it is a good shchita, and you would be chayiv. But the only one exception here is ben lishmon, ben lishlo lishmon is the chatas. The chatas is only lishmon, it would be chayiv. But chutz min achatas, sheshchot shelo lishmo, you would not be chayiv. So again, Rabbi Shimon Shita is very logical. It's a little bit more complex than the others that said this one, yes, everything else, no. that was the opinion of Tanakama, only Korban Pesach. Yehuda said even the Talmud and the Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Shimon, it says it depends on whether it's a valid shechita or not. If it's a shechita she'ruya, then you're going to be chayev. If it's a shechita she'ein ruya, you're not going to be chayev. And the one exception is yudalit in the afternoon. The only one that is chayev then is the Korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Shimon's shechita. Now let's go understand this better by learning the Gemara. Gemara starts off, it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says, La'olam ein no chayev, ashi ha'chametz la'shochet. The only time you're chayev for this special iser, of lo sizbach ha'chametz dam zivchi, lo sishchat al chametz, you're not let go and shech these karbonos while you have chametz. So that's only true, Rish Lakish says, if the chametz is in the possession of the shochet, the one who does the shechita, or the zorek, or the one who does the zrika, the coin that does the zrika. Anybody could shech, technically, even the Yisrael. So if the Yisrael who's shechting owns chametz, or the coin who does the zrika owns chametz, return to the Amud Beis, or Oli Echo Bimnei Chabur, if one of the people that's a participant, he's counted, the Michsas Nefashis that we said previously in this week's parsha, that you have to be enumerated, you have to be counted, registered in the Korban Pesach. If any of those people that are registered in the Korban Pesach own chametz, so then you're going to go and be chayev for this special issa of shechting the Korban Pesach while chametz is in your possession meaning the shochet, the zorek, or any of the bnei chabura. And Rish Lakish adds also the Ache Imo Bazora. And where does that chametz have to be? It can't be back in your house. He says you have to have the chametz with you in the Azora. Any of these three people, the shochet, the zorek, or the bnei chabura, Bnei Chabura could be more than just one person. So if any of these three groups of people, the Shochet, the Zorek, or the Bnei Chabura, have chametz in the Azara, so then you're chayev. That's what Rish Lakish's opinion is. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't have to be in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, af al pi she'eini mo b'Azara, even if it's not in the Azara, we'll see it's within certain limits. What we say from Beis Pagi and inwards. Beis Pagi was an area outside the Azara, outside Yerushalayim. This is where the word Beth Page comes from, I always point out. So Beis Pagi was a certain area, a certain perimeter around Yerushalayim that was also considered, according to this din of Rabbi Yochanan, up until Beis Pagi, if you had chametz beyond the Azara, but within the confines of Beis Pagi, the perimeter of that area, so then you would also be chayev for shechting this carbon, being over the lowest essay of owning chametz while you shechted the carbon. So he expands, he agrees with Reish Lakish that if any of these three people, the Shochet, the Zorek, or the Bnei Chabura, own chametz, then you'd be chayev. But he says it doesn't have to be in the Azara, like Reish Lakish said, it could even be up to Beis Pagi. Now, what are they arguing about? B'mai Kamiflugi. So the Gemara says, Ilema, if you're telling me, when it says Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zuchi, they're arguing on the word Al. Does it mean Besomuch? Immediately there in the Azara, or it means adjacent there, not within the Azara itself, but just nearby. Is that what they're arguing about, Kamiflagi? What does the word Al mean? Does it mean literally in the Azara, or can it mean even outside the Azara? So where it says, there will be Shimon ben Lakish Shavar Al Besomuch, or Shimon ben Lakish Rishlakish says that it means Al has to be literally in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, lo bo'in an al b'samach. He says, no, it doesn't have to be literally in Azara. It could be just nearby as well. Is that what they're arguing about? Where it says, they argued about that elsewhere. Why would he have another argument about it? But if we go, ba'a chado zimna, they already argued on that one time. Where is that? It's not. This is a Mishnah that we learned in Menachos. Now here we have an unusual thing. We have a mistake in the Vilna Shas that none of the Hagos HaBach, the Gra, the Runsberg, none of them seem to have pointed this out. And in fact, if you look in the newer Shas, I have older Vilna Shas and I have newer Vilna Shas. So in the older Vilna Shas, there's a mistake in the word here. It's just a printer's error. The word Lachma and Lachoma, they have a lot of the same letters, and the printer just made a mistake, and he spelled the first time, instead of Lachmo, he spells it Lachoma. If you look at Nu or Vilna Shas, so this correction has already been made. So, in any event, this Mishnah, Menachos tells us, Hashochei Todo Lifnim, if you shecht a Korban Toda inside the Azara. Now, Korban Toda has the flesh of the actual animal that's the Korban Toda, that's the Shrita that you do, but there are also the 40 breads that we've talked about it. So here, instead of Lachoma, it should be Vilachma, Chutz Lachoma. And the breads are not within the Azara. The breads, the Lachma, are Chutz Lachoma, are outside the Azara. So, Lo Kodesh Halechem. In that situation, the Shechita, which normally is what gives the Kedusha to the Kedusha will not work over here when you shech this Korban Toda to give the status of the Lachma of the Korban Toda of being Kodosh. So, Lo Kidesh Halechem. Now, what is the definition of chutz l'choma? My chutz l'choma. So here's where Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan already had this discussion. Rav Yochanan Amar, chutz l'choma is Beis Pagi. He says it's outside the area of Beis Pagi. Rashi explains, "Haynu makom chitzon shem Yerushalayim." This is the limits in Yerushalayim, and hasabu the chutz l'chomas beis pagi. If you shecht it beyond that, it won't be able to be mekadish to lechem. Chutz l'Yerushalayim. It's outside Yerushalayim. Ho, haynu makom achilas kach mekalim, and therefore it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Beis pagi is the limits. If you shecht it beyond, if it's present beyond beis pagi when you shecht it, so then it's not given the kedusha. In fact, if something goes beyond beis pagi, it's possible. So if it's starting near lechachila, it's going to be possible. So the shchita cannot work to be mekadesh those lechem, the 40 lachmi toda. However, but if it's just outside the azara koi, that's where the breads are. Even though it's not in the azara near the carbon toda, that it there koi b'shas vicha at the time that you're shechting it and bringing it. Nevertheless, hol b'makom, it's in a place where you can eat it. Hechshiru haya omed shaper domi. As long as it's over there in the makom hechshiru, it is perfectly good. So Rav Yochanan clearly holds it doesn't have to be literally in the Azara. So this is where Rav Yochanan said his opinion previously. So lo bo'inan, chutz l'chomas Azara, it's still Kaddish, as long as it's within the walls of Beis Pagi, but lo bo'inan, al b'soma. It doesn't mean the word al means literally in the Azara. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish amara, afilu chutz l'chomas Azara, lo Kaddish. Al bo'inan, al b'soma. He holds al b'soma. So we already have this in regards to the carbon toda and the lachmi toda. We already have this exact machlokas between Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why would we have it again over here now in terms of the chomis has to be in the Azara or it can be within Beis Pagi? So Gemara says, you're right. Okay, that's not what they're arguing about, because they've already had that argument. So Elah, you know what they're arguing about? Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, Elah Basra, Sofei Kamiflegi. This is a famous machlokas also to Shas. And if you give somebody Hasra, it has to be a Vade Hasra. It has to be definitive. If you do this, you're going to be Chayev over here, Malkis. If you do this, you're going to be Chayev Misa, whatever it is. You have to give them a definitive warning. And they have to say, yes, I know that, and I'm doing it anyway. But it has to be definitive. If it's not definitive, so then it's a machlokas. If it's only maybe, if you do this, you're going to be over. So then that's asra sofek. And there's a machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan. And that's what we want to suggest is the machlokas over here. That if it's not in the azara, so in this situation, it's only a sofek. Does he have chametz or not? If he has chametz right there, so you say, this chametz, if this chametz is yours, you're going to be over if you shecht this carbon pesach. So if it's in the azara, Reish Lakish says, that's when it's a vadai hasra, and therefore you chay. But if it's outside the azara, maybe you don't have it, so therefore it's only a safek hasra, maybe the chametz is gone. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even a safek hasra, if you own that chametz, if it's still there, you're going to be chay. So let us say this is what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. Where it says, also we had that previously, Bohanami, Hopliga Bohad Zimna. They already argued about this also one time. Where did they argue about it? That now you're saying it's extraneous, they should argue about it again now. The Itmar, because it says, if a person makes a shvua, person says shvua, I make a shvua, sh'ochal kikar zu hayom. I swear, he says, I'm going to eat this piece of bread, this kikar, today. Now, how do you give hasra for something like that? So it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the guy says, listen, you better eat that bread, or else you're going to be chayav your shvua for not eating that bread. And he says, okay, I'll do it at 2:30, I'll do it at 3 o'clock. So he's given hasra, but he can say, I still got plenty of time. And then if the day goes by, that's called hasra safek, because you, at that point in time, weren't going to be over if you don't eat it right now. But what happens if the whole day goes by? So this is the machlokas, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Was that hasra at 2 o'clock, a good hasra? Rav Yochanan Reish Shimon Milakish, Tamir Tavayu, Enu Loka. Both of them agree that you're not loka, but why not? So Rav Yochanan says the reason you're not loka in this situation, when you give him a warning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you better eat this, or else you're going to be chayiv over your shvua. So Rav Yochanan says you're not going to give this guy malchus for not eating this because Rav Yochanan Amar ain't a loka because it's a lav shein b'maisa mishum dahavale lav shein b'maisa v'chol lav shein b'maisa in loka lav. He didn't do anything. He did not do something. He didn't do something actually. He was supposed to eat this and he was passive. He did not eat it. For not doing an action that you're supposed to do, you don't get malchus. That's called the lav shein b'maisa. There's no mice involved over here. You just sat and did nothing. So for a lav shein b'maisa, you did not eat this bread. That's not an action. And therefore, for no action, you can't get malchus. So even though you did something wrong, you're over your shvua, but it's a lav shein b'maisa, and if you don't get malchus. That's why you don't get malchus going to Rav Yochanan, but nothing to do with hasra safek. That maybe at 2 o'clock I can eat it later on and I won't be over. That's hasra safek. That doesn't bother Rav Yochanan. If it had only been that, well, hasra safek, shema hasra, that would have been a good hasra. Rav Yochanan holds that this is not based upon the din of hasra safek. That would be good. It's based upon the fact it's lav shein b'maisa. Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish is the exact opposite. Shimon Lakish Omar, you don't get Malkus, I agree with you, but for a different reason. Mishum Dahavu Le'asra Safik, because when you told him at 2 o'clock, listen, you better eat that, or you're going to be chayav for Yeshua, he says, no, I can eat it at 2:30, I can eat it at 3 o'clock. No, he doesn't eat it. So it was a good hasra, but it was hasra safeg. And he says, that's why you're not going to give the guy malchus. Hasra safeg, lo shmo hasra. It's not considered a good hasra. Aye, the fact that it's lav shembo maisa, that doesn't bother me. Rish Lakish says, avo lav shembo maisa, lo kan lav. You could get malchus for an inaction because you did something wrong. So you get malchus for doing something wrong. The only reason you don't get malchus is because you didn't get hasra. So we see that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish already argued previously about a hasra suffix. So why would they be arguing about it here again as well? The chametz is there, maybe it's not there. So that's hasra suffix. Someone says, you're right, Taka, they're not arguing about this. Let's go back to what we said originally. Elo amre, liolam, ba'al, b'somuch, komifligi. No, the first thing that we said, are they arguing about, does it have to be in the Azara or not? It's based upon what the words mean. Lo sishchat al chametz. Rav Yochanan says, al means b'somuch, it could be nearby. And Reish Lakish says, no, al has to be bedavka in the Azara. Aye, we had that by the Korban Todah. So why are you having it twice? Tzricha, you need to have it both by the Korban Todah, that the breads are only Makadish if they're in the Azara, according to Reish Lakish, and they can be up to Beis Pagi, according to Rav Yochanan. And you need to say the Chometz has to be in the Azara, according to Reish Lakish, to be over. And Rav Yochanan said it could even be up to Beis Pagi. Why do you need it twice? Tzricha. The E, if Lugulin Chometz, we only had the Machlokes in our Mishnah regarding the Chometz, you know what I would have said? Hab Amina, in that situation, Bahaud, the Ho, the Koma Rav Yochanan, the Lobin and Abba Salah, that you don't need Al to be literally there. It can even be nearby, Mishum de Issahu, because bottom line is, you own chametz in your possession, and therefore the kolhecha the isay, wherever you own chametz, bottom line is you own chametz, and that's why even up to base pagi it could be good. Abul inyan mikitesh lechem, in order for the shechita of the korban todah to be mekadesh lechem lo kodesh elo bifnin, that's only if it's in the azara. Does it have the power to be mekadesh it? Where the bread is outside the azara, the korban can't be mekadesh it. The korban can only be mekadesh, so to say, where it's good, lo kodesh elo bifnin. So therefore, in that situation, you know what? I might say that Rabbi Yochanan is molded to Reish Lakish, that in that situation, it must be in the Azara, or else it's not Makadish the breads. And modele L'Rishim Min Lakish, Deboinen Al B'Somuch, that Al has to be actually inside the Azara. It's not good enough if it's nearby. And therefore, in that situation, the Isa Gavoy Kaddish, Elo, if you have the breads right near the Shechit of the Korban Todah, which is in the Azara, so then the breads can be Mekudesh. But if not, Elo, so Elo Kaddish, then the breads can't be Mekom Kaddish. And Rav Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish in that situation. He only argues in the Chometz situation. So Gemara says, why is that so? Because Midi, the Havi Aklisharis, this would be analogous to a Klisharis. A Klisharis only works when it's inside the Azara. This way Tosus understands it, makes it very simple. So if you have the Klisharis in the Azara, so it can be Mekadish, something when you put it in the Klisharis. And therefore, I would have said that Rav Yochanan is molded to Reish Lakish by the breads of the Todah, being able to be Mekadesh by the Todah, only if they're in the Azara. I would have said, Taka, Rav Yochanan is molded to Reish Lakish in that situation. That's why, Tzricha, you have to tell me, Bedavka, that he disagrees, even in that situation. No, so just tell me in that situation, and I'll know in the other situation. If you're telling me over here that in regards to the bread, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish have their machlokes, can the carbon, if the breads are outside the Azara, be Mekadesh it. So Rav Yochanan says yes, and Reish Lakish says no. It has to be in the Azara according to Reish Lakish. So you know what I said, only over there. Hab Amina, b'hach kom Rav Shimon Lakish, d'bo'inan abasava. Only in that situation do you need to have the breads inside the Azara. Because, as we pointed out, the Isa Gabai Kodesh, Elo Lo Kodesh. In that situation, because the power of the Shechita can only work on something in the Azara. Maybe that's why Reish Lakish says there it must be in the Azara. But Taka by the Chometz, Avolinian Chometz, you know what? It's an Isser. You own Isser. So why would it make a difference whether the Isser is in the Azara or not? Avolinian Chometz, maybe Taka, Reish Lakish is Modelele Rav Yochanan, Deloboin and Abba Samach. You own Isser. What difference does it make where the Isser is? And Taka di Suruhu, the Kolhecha di Isay, Isay. And wherever this Isser is, the Chometz, whether it's in the Azara or even if it's outside the Azara, you should be Chayiv. So Gemara says, that's what you might have thought, Tzricha. Therefore, you have to give me Reish Lakish's opinion, even in that situation. So to show the strength of both Reish Lakish outside the Azara by the Chometz, and to show the strength of Rav Yochanan even inside the Azara for the Kedusha of the Lechem Todah, it's not necessary to be inside, it could be even outside. So therefore, to show us the strength of both of these Shitas, you have to tell it to me in both cases, therefore Tzricha, and that's what they're arguing about. We ask the following Shaila. Boy, Rav Oshaya, Rav Ami, Rav Oshaya asks Rav Ami the following Shaila. Ein lo la shochet, if the shochet doesn't have any chametz, but v'yesh lo liyachem b'nei chabura, but one of the people of the chabura of the Korban Pesach does own chametz, are you over or not? Mahu, what's the loch? Now we already said that this is, in fact, that you're going to be over. But here's where we have this shaila, and here's where Rav Ami answers it. Amaleh, Rav Ami tells him, Miksiv lo sishchat al chametzecha, does it say that you bedavka aren't allowed to shecht if you own chametz? Doesn't say chametzecha, it says lo sishchat al chametz. You shouldn't shecht when chametz is present, ksiv. And therefore, in this situation, even if the shochet doesn't own chametz, but the bnei chabura own chametz, you're going to be chayv. Like we said before, this is where Rav Ami tells Rav Hoshaya. So Rav Shai comes back, a very good question. So then Amalei says, if this is so, afilu li'echad b'sofa olam, if there's even one yid that owns chametz at the other end of the world, in China, there's a yid that owns chametz, so Nami, are you telling me that the shochet would be chayv because somebody in the world owns chametz? So Amalei, Rav Ami says, no, that's not what I said. It doesn't say chametzecha, but it says, also in the pasuk, it says, lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, and right adjacent to it is a hekish, lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. It tells us about lina. You're not allowed to leave the carbon till the next day. You're supposed to finish off the carbon. So now, the plukim are juxtaposed over here. You have this hekish between the chometz, lo sheshchad chometz dam zechi, and then it says, lo yolin chelev chagi. You're not allowed to leave the chelev over until the following morning. You have to do the chelev, put up the sacrificial fats in the zveach that night. So on my craw, the psukim are combined. It says lo sheshchad, and it says lo solin. So lo sheshchad chometz, it tells us you're not allowed to do the shchita. While you have in your possession chametz, who does that apply to? Only people that would be over the yisuf lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. So it's only hanoch de kaime alei mishum lo yolin. That's who you're not allowed to have chametz in. Lo sishchad chametz dam zilchi. So therefore, anybody in the chabura who has an obligation to go and burn the sacrificial fats that night and not the next day, so anybody in that group would be over having chametz. That's what you have the hekish in the pasuk to teach us. Amar Papa, Papa says further, Hilkoch, therefore, based upon this, Kohen Hamakdir Esachelev, the Kohen who's putting the Emurim up on the Mizbeach, he's also going to be over below Saseh if he owns Chametz, Ho, V'yeshna Mechal, Halonas Emurim, because he's responsible to make sure that there's Lo Yolin Chelev Chagiyat Boker. So therefore, the Kohen who does the Akhtara, Papa says, is also going to be over below Saseh if he does the Akhtara and he owns Chametz. That's what Rav Papa says, and we have a Brice in support of this. Tanya Kavosi the Rav Papa. The Brice says exactly Rav Papa. The Brice says, Hashochet is a Pesach al chometz. If a person, Rachmon Litzlan, Shechs a Korban Pesach, well, he owns chometz, so he's over below Sase. He's over this low Sase, low Sishchat al chometz dam zuchi. But when, under what circumstances, a Mosai, that's when either he, Bisman Shehu, La Shochet, has chometz, or La Zorek, or the Kohen that does the Zrika, or Liechav b'nei Achabura, or if one of the people in the chabura, like we said, if any of them own chametz, then there is this iser. However, if somebody not in the chabura, another yid in China, he has chametz, ain't zokaklo. That doesn't bother us. It bothers us that he has chametz in his possession, but it doesn't ruin us over here for shechting the Korban Pesach with chametz, because it's not your chametz, because of the pasuk, the juxtaposition, only those that would be chayev in lina are going to be a problem if you have chametz in their possession. Then the Brisa says, V'yachad ha-shochet, V'yachad ha-zorek, V'yachad ha-maktir chayev. It says, if you shecht it, if you're the dude's rika, and it adds over here, V'yachad ha-maktir. Oh, this is the Tanya Kavasi, the Rapapa, that even the one who does the Akhtaras, Emurim, the chaylev, he puts it up in the zvech. If the Kohen does that, so then he's chayev if he owns chametz in his possession. However, the Brisa says, Aval ha-molek is ov, the Arbosar. Remember, we said in the afternoon, normally the Korban Tumid is the last thing that's done, but for Pesach, we let the Korban Pesach be the last thing that's done, but then we brought down an exception. If you're a Metzora, and you didn't bring your offerings, and you're a Mechusar Kippurim, you won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach, so we said, Bidiyevet, if you didn't bring them beforehand, you should have brought them beforehand, but you didn't bring them before the Korban Pesach, you can even bring them afterwards. So that's when you could have Hamolik itself, be Arbosar, you could still do the Malika on the Ov. Malika is the equivalent of Shechita on a bird, that you do it from the back with the Kohen's right thumbnail. So he does the Malika on the bird in that fashion, and that's the Shechita equivalent of the bird. So he does the Malika on the bird on our Ba'asar. So are you over in that situation if you own chametz for this issue of lo sishchat al chametz dam zechis? He says no. The Brisa says, if your molik is off b'ar Ba'asar, you're not going to be chayiv. Ain't no over below klum. That is not an issue. Rashi points out, Of lav davka. It could be the other korbanos as well. El mishum de'ein derech lishcho shum korban mizman shlitis pesach. Since they were always careful about doing the behemoth, so that they would do before in the stomach. But it could be the oath that they didn't do. And therefore, that's why it mentions specifically the oath, but it would apply to all the other korbanos as well. So the Braisa says, for this Malika, and Yon Chometz wouldn't be over it. Now, we have another Braisa that seems to contradict this. Uriminu, another Braisa says, HaShochet is a Pesach al Chometz, if the Shochet has in his possession Chometz, so then he's over below Sase. And Rehu the Ed in the Braisa, just like he did in the Mishnah, Rehu Domer, Afa Tomit, also the Karmin Tomit. Amulo, the Chachamim respond here in the Braisa, more than in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say to Rav Yehuda, Lo Amru Ela Pesach Bavad. No, it's like the Tanakama, it's only on the Karmin Pesach, and not on the Karmin Tomit. Now, the Braisa continues and says, Emosai, under what situation is this true? Bizman Shiesh La Shochet, either the person who's shechting it, O Lazorik, or the one, the coin who does the Zrika, O Liachad B'nei Chavura, or one of the people from the Chavura has Chametz in their possession. That's when you're over it, as we darshan previously. Hayol Echad B'sof Ola, but if somebody else, not from the Chavura, somebody in China, has some Chametz, and Zoklo, that has nothing to do with anything. Then here's where the part where we have the stira from this Braisa and what we said previously. Then it tells us, the Echad HaShochet, the Echad HaZorek, the Shochet or the Zorek, and it says, the Echad HaMolek, and likewise the one who does Malika, the Echad HaMazeh, or the one does the Hazos, Chayev. Now, the Malika is the Kasha. Before we said Malika is not going to be included, and here we say Malika is included. So we seem to have a stira on the Malika, from the Braisa to what we said previously. Now, Braisa continues. It says, Aval HaKometz is a mincha, the one who does the kmitz on the mincha, eno over below sase. He doesn't have an issur of lo sase over here if he has chometz. Now, that's not a problem. That doesn't contradict anything. But here, the last part, HaMakter is ha'emurim, also the one who does the haktoras ha'emurim, which before we said is a problem. Here, this Braisa says, eno over below sase. He's not over on the lo sase of having chometz while he does the haktoras ha'emurim. So we have two steers over here. We have number one, the Malika. Here we're saying that the Molek is chayav. Previously we said the Molek is not chayev, and here we say the Makter HaSemurim is not chayev, and previously said the Makter HaSemurim is chayev. So we turn to some of Talmud and Aleph. We have Kasha Malika Malika and Kasha Aktor Aktora. These two seem to be contradictory. Samora says, not a problem. Utaimech, he says, according to you, everything is good. Tikshiloch Higufa, you have an internal contradiction yourself over here. Because Diktani, it says in the second Braisa, Lo Omru Ela BePesach Bovad. It says at the beginning of the Braisa, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, no, it only says it, Lo Amru Ela Pesach Bavad, not the Korban Tomet, it's only Korban Pesach. Now, but afterwards it says, V'har Tani, Echad HaShochet, V'echad HaZorek, V'echad HaMolek, V'echad HaMaseh. It tells us about Malika, and it tells us about the person who does Malika is also Chayiv, but you just said it's only on the Korban Pesach. So how must you answer it? Obviously, Eloho V'har Rabbi Shimon. This whole Braisa is therefore going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that sometimes you can be chayev on Malika during Pesach. So for all of the other korbanos, if you shech them on your dalet in the afternoon, you're not chayev. Oh, that works out very well. Only the korban Pesach, the tani lo amrel of Pesach bavad. But during the moed, so then any other korban except for the chatas that was done shelo lishma, but the chatas shelo lishma and any other korbanos lishma or shelo lishma, including the malika, they're going to be chayiv. So therefore, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now, we can answer how it's not a problem. Malika, malika is not a problem, and aktor, aktor is not a problem. Malika, malika, lo kasha. As we just pointed out, when is Malika not going to be chayev if you do the Malika on your dalet in the afternoon? Let's say you're a Mechusar Kippurim and you're bringing your korbanos, including the chatos ha'ov, so you do Malika on that, even though you have chametz, you're not going to be chayev, because, again, it's only for the korban Pesach that you're chayev. Lo tani, they only said lo amru, ela b'pesach bovat. But on Chol HaMoed, b'chol HaShemoed, when you do any of these other korbanos, then Rabbi Shimon says that you are chayev. V'idi, Rabbi Shimon he. Therefore, there's no stira between the Malika that we say you're not chayev for and the Malika that you are chayev for. Very good. Similar teretz with Haktorah. Haktorah say Emurim. First we said that you are chayev for it, and then this price says you're not chayev for it. Haktorah, Haktorah, namelo kasha. It's also not a problem. This is a machlokis tanoim, tanoi he. The iko, the mekish haktorah l'shrita. There is one that says you make a hekish just like the shrita yichayev. If having chametz, so too the haktorah, we makish the two together. And then there's a tana that says you're not makish them. So in the braisa, when it says you're not chayev, he doesn't make the comparison between the shchita and the haktorah. Whereas before, when we said you do, they do make a hekish between the shchita and the haktorah. And if you're chayev for shchita, you also chayev for the haktorah. So this is a machlokes tanoim, and therefore there's no stira malika malika. There's no stira haktorah haktorah. With that, we conclude today's shir.